Last week, Governor Patrick signed a bill that would form a statewide task force to improve and organize literacy programs across Massachusetts. According to the recent MCAS testing in the Commonwealth, about only 60% of third graders are testing at the recommended grade level. State Senator Benjamin Downing of Pittsfield, who advocated for the law, said that Massachusetts' gateway cities are an important place to start improving childhood literacy.
We haven't benefited as much when the times have been good, and we've gone through tougher times than other parts of Massachusetts. So hopefully what this focus will do, address that problem and target the needs in those communities, and in so doing, not only improve the education that those students get, but really improve our economy in the long run.
Downing highlighted efforts in cities like Springfield and Pittsfield. Both recently won All-America City Awards from the National Civic League on their steps taken to improve reading proficiency. A 15-citywide initiative called Pittsfield Promise is set to officially kick off this month with a goal of improving third-grade literacy skills by ensuring 90% of students are reading at their proper grade level by 2020. That effort is being coordinated by the Berkshire United Way. President and CEO Christine Hazard says one program was already put in place this summer to reduce the so-called summer slide.
So kids are losing some of their skills over the summer by not being in really literacy-rich environments or activities, etc.
A coalition of businesses and nonprofits in Pittsfield took part in a Word of the Day campaign, highlighting a new word each day that third graders should be able to know and understand. On October 17th, Pittsfield Promise will host its formal kickoff event. Pittsfield Promise is coordinating with Berkshire Community College for an asset-based community development initiative. Through the school's service learning program, a small group of sociology students will begin collecting data on where to target other early literacy efforts in the community. Mary Parkman, service learning coordinator for Berkshire Community College, explains.
Asset mapping involves the whole community, from individuals to associations and organizations, to businesses and government agencies.
Parkman says that as part of the initiative, students will conduct one-on-one interviews with local residents.
So in the individual interviews, you're really asking people what they have to offer, what they offer their children, what services they utilize that are making a difference in the literacy of their kids.
Berkshire Community College recently received $88,000 in state funding to enhance their service learning programs as part of Massachusetts' Vision Project to improve college preparedness and graduation rates. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.